The group's popularity waned in the 1970s, and Michael eventually went solo, releasing the album Off the Wall in 1979. Its success paved the way for Thriller, which eventually became the best-selling album in history. But, as the showbiz saying has it, when you're on top of the world, there's nowhere to go but down. The pop music landscape was changing, opening up for rap and hip-hop. Jackson was seen as out of step. His 1991's release, Dangerous, only produced one top-ranking single, Black or White, and that song earned criticism for its violent ending, in which Jackson was seen smashing car windows and clutching his crotch. And then, Dangerous was knocked out of its number one spot on the album charts by Nirvana's Nevermind. A 2001 album, Invincible, did even worse. More attention has been paid to Jackson's private life than his music career, which has faltered. People started focusing on his eccentricities. He was rumored to sleep in a hyperbaric chamber and to have bought the bones of John Merrick, the Elephant Man. Neither was true. He did have a pet chimpanzee, underwent many plastic surgeries, established an estate filled with zoo animals and amusement park rides. Meanwhile, Jackson has found himself popular for his short-lived marriages, the first to Elvis Presley's daughter, Lisa Marie. Today, the 46-year-old singing icon heads to trial on child molestation charges.